Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We not only have one person in, we have more than two people, and we've got three people in from Ireland Savoyards. It's Nathan and Caitlin, and I think Maureen's outside, but she's left it to the youngsters to do the interviews. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, hello.
Not a problem. So tell us what's going to happen on Thursday.
So yes, Thursday night is opening night. We are putting on Anything Goes at Shanklin Theatre, the Isle of Wight Savoy.
Anything?
Anything at all, so the name suggests. And by the plot, pretty much anything does go. And we sing about it several times as well.
Right, okay, that should be interesting. And your roles,
I play a man called Billy Crocker. He works on Wall Street, sort of like an apprentice, and he jumps on board this ship to follow a girl he loves, and a farce ensues as he's pretending to be somebody he isn't, as are several other characters too. It's all a bit, it gets like a pantomime.
Okay.
I'm one of the angels, so it's one of
absolutely.
Obviously.
we should have seen that, Ian.
It's one of the main girls, like backing dancers, backing singers.
Okay.
So we kind of lead the dance routines. So it's very fast paced, very feel good show.
But you don't just do that, do you? Are you actually in charge of the routines and take care of everybody that's actually in the show?
Yes. Well, I'm kind of like the dance captain. So there's a choreographer. Okay. She's choreographed all the routines.
Yes.
And then I kind of check that everyone knows what they're doing, make it clean, make sure everyone's sort of on the right leg. It's been fun.
So you have a shower before you start?
I was going to say. And have you whipped everybody into shape? Are you ready to go?
I think so, yeah. There's a few bits we need to clean off, but it's pretty much there.
Some of us require a little more whipping than others.
Yes.
We don't want too much information, please. Thank you.
So what have you got left to do between now and Thursday?
Well, we've got the technical tonight, so indeed. That's sort of doing all the blocking and making sure that the sound and the lighting and the set and everything is in the right place at the right time. That's tonight.
Is that a forecast to everybody for that?
That's right. So, yeah, it's,
do you actually
it's
run
primarily.
The show?
Yes, we do. We do what's called a top and tail, which means we go into every scene and we go out of every scene.
Okay.
The middle of most of them we end up skipping, because what's really important is working out who gets on when and how you get off without causing big traffic jams.
Okay.
And it gives the mic team a chance as well to just check what we're up to.
I mean, it is a big stage, isn't it? So I've gone watched many, many productions, so I'm a big fan, but from the audience perception, I mean, it looks as if you've got plenty of space, but is that the same at the back as well or not?
Well, it's the difficulty with Shanklin is that there is what is called a raked stage, which means it's lower at the front than at the back.
Okay.
And that means often we have a lot of what we call vertical space to move forwards and backwards towards and away from the audience, but not much horizontal space, which is what we're accustomed to learning our dance routines with.
Yeah.
So that is why tech is so important. We have to space ourselves out, and that is why Caitlin is such a lifesaver on nights like tonight, because she will be moving us where we need to be as we transition from a rehearsal space onto the stage.
Yeah.
So perhaps you could teach Ron and I some moves after the show. What do you think?
Of course, yeah. We could teach you a few things.
Oh, well, that's good.
Behave yourself. this is a family show. Don't want to get anything like that. So how long have you been doing this?
So I started 8 years ago. I've just come back from university now, so I took a bit of a break for a while. I started with the Savoyards, that's who is doing this show this weekend, and it feels just like coming home now to be back after all this time. I'm
brilliant.
Over the moon about it. And Caitlin, you've been in the Savoyards even longer
pretty
than I have.
Pretty much forever. First year I was 8 with the Savoyards,
And how old are you now?
22.
That's old.
Now, a little
Dickie Bird tells me, Nathan, that you've stepped in at the death to take one of the, if not, is it, would you say that was the leading role?
I think it is generally considered to be at least the leading male part, because there is a leading lady and ours is fabulous. But yes, I did step in relatively last minute because our previous leading man, he was wonderful, but he couldn't make it.
Wow.
He couldn't commit to the show, so he had to step back.
How many weeks have you actually...
What has it been? I've probably been involved now for 5 weeks,
I think. A lot to learn in 5 weeks.
It was. I think I shocked myself as well as everyone when I got the script. I got off script in 2 weeks. I learned all my words in 2 weeks. I've never done that before, but it can be done.
Absolutely. And the ticket sales, hey, what are the ticket sales going?
So actually, we are hoping to boost ticket sales even more at the moment, because Anything Goes isn't a show that many people are familiar with. So we're hoping, especially today, to really get the word out and get people into that theatre.
Yeah. I think the very fact that you've probably got, in my opinion, one of the best directors on the Isle of Wight, Sarah.
My opinion too.
Absolutely.
I quite agree.
I'm sure that in itself will boost the ticket sales. I'm actually coming on Friday, and it's my birthday, and Sarah apparently is going to leave some flowers and a box of chocolates in the reception for me, but I don't know whether that's true or not.
I'm quite sure she will. No.
Do you think she will?
I think she's a woman of her word. She's wonderful.
How's she like as a, what is it,
Director,
how is she?
She's
all right?
She's brilliant, yeah. She's absolutely amazing. She really kind of pulls out the funny aspects of the show. Yeah. It's a very, very funny show. So if you want to laugh, definitely come along.
Absolutely.
She's great at that. So she's been amazing. Yeah.
Have you got a website that we can get for tickets?
We do. So the Savoyards have their own website, but your best bet is to go to the Shanklin Theatre website itself. You'll see it up on there. Just look for Thursday's date, Friday, Saturday or Sunday, and you'll see us on there. You can't miss it.
Wonderful.
So you have premieres one for Saturday and Sunday, just one performance, isn't it?
That's right. So matinees on each of those. Yeah. So afternoon shows.
So that's afternoon.
There.
What, 2 o'clock, isn't it? 2 o'clock?
2:30.
2:30. Okay.
You do look like a very relaxed young man, Nathan. So do you ever suffer with stage fright or not?
These days, no.
No, I was going to say, you look well accomplished.
I did. I remember very vividly in my first show or two with the Savoyards, just quaking in the wings, thinking, how am I going to get out there under the lights? But you'd learn to just love it.
Yeah.
And I've had people beside me the whole time, like Caitlin, who just never seem fazed.
Yeah.
Just always go out and do it. It's very inspirational.
Absolutely. Well, yes. I hope being on this show boosts your ticket sales. I'm sure it will.
I'm quite sure too. Thank you for having us, for what it's worth.
That's okay. It's a pleasure.
That's not a problem. That's a problem. Yeah. The problem is that you're too professional. Me and you'd be taking over from us, Nick.
Absolutely. Yeah, no.
We'll be redundant, Ian. So
we wouldn't dare.
I was going to ask, is it too late for a couple of extras? Ron and I would like to be involved.
I mean, we always need more men.
Indeed.
So.
Oh, well, there you go. No. Listen, when I used
to
do...
Hope the wife's not listening.
No, when I used to do pantomime at Shorewood for many years, Sarah was my director, and used to frighten the life out of me, to be honest. Yeah, she's quite a dominant young lady.
I'd rather just sit and watch people do it rather than me try to do it, because me and words just don't get on. I've got a brain like a surfer. It goes in one ear and out the other, unfortunately, but there you go.
Do you think Ron would make a pantomime dame or not?
No, I absolutely do.
You do?
Yeah,
well,
of course.
Well, Caitlin shook her head first, saying, we've got enough of them, we don't need any more. We've still got Nathan and Caitlin here. We've just got a few more things to say. You wanted to talk about the band.
I did, indeed. So, just to clarify, we are talking about the Island Savoyards' next production of Anything Goes. It opens this Thursday evening at Shanklin Theatre. And I'm quite passionate about bands and music. I've just finished a degree in classical voice. And I would say this band is not one to miss. The music of this show is 1930s American jazz. That's something we don't hear too much of these days. And I don't know where we have found these fabulous musicians from, but they are nailing it. We had our band call, otherwise known as a Sitzprobe, on last Thursday, and they were incredible.
Excellent. Yeah.
Now, prices, ticket prices, how much are they for this?
So it's £23 for adults. So actually a very good value if you think about how much they would be if it was in London or somewhere else. And the cast are phenomenal. They are sort of professional standard. So,
I guess if you went to somewhere like the Mayfly, you'd be probably paying £60 or £70.
Exactly, and for the boat and everything as well. So.
Absolutely. My experience of anything they do is as good, and sometimes I've got to say even better And you save a fortune.
Yes, exactly.
So I would implore
it's right
anybody.
On your doorstep.
Absolutely. I implore anybody right, to get on that phone and book the tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think I'll have to have a look on the website. So you'll get them from Shanklin, the booking office, and just go online and book them.
Yeah.
Right, okay. How much does it cost to put on a musical? Do you know? Or?
We do. So normally, for a show that we do with the Savoy Arts, it'll cost about £20,000 to put on a show. That varies show to show. Mm. In this instance, we have a very elaborate set, which has been designed and built for us by our incredible stage crew. And so this show, I wouldn't be surprised if it was actually more expensive than that. But yes, it puts things in context when you think £20,000 just on our little island with our, you know, we're all normal islanders. putting on this show.
I know, it's incredible.
I was going to say, Nathan, how is it funded, £20,000? Is that
that
fundraising plus whatever is made from ticket sales, etc.?
Yes, so there's mainly two streams of revenue for the Savoyards. One of those is selling advertising in programmes.
Of course,
that's actually a smaller income. And the other is just
ticket sales. That's why, wonderful. I mean, the last one that Peter Reed did was they had five ones. They had Thursday, Friday, matinee on Saturday, and the main one at night, and the same, and just a matinee on Sunday. And that just because if you've got a theatre full, 350 people spending £23, it can generate quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
And when he told me how much, I thought, oh my goodness, how'd you get that? It is a lot of money. And not only that, it's a lot of hard work as well, because you've got to programme everything, isn't it?
That's right.
And then you've got to get the cast and everything. But you is the cast all together all the time, or do you just bring in people as when?
So, ordinarily, everybody's in right from the start. This show is a little bit different in that there was some disruption in the creative team and the cast as people had to join and leave because of their own reasons. So actually, we've had almost two separate rehearsal periods, one from June to about September and one from September to now, where we sort of had to re-rehearse with our cast, getting new people in and out as we needed to.
I suppose that's very difficult for people that are like yourself doing the dance routines.
Yes, a little bit more tricky because you're moving people around, and where you did have someone, you now have a gap. So we had to kind of shuffle things quite a bit, but it's all good now and looks great. So
I was going to ask, actually, I always think of this one, and I think the costumes must be one massive job for somebody. So have you got a costume department that takes care of all those lovely costumes?
We do. So ordinarily we source our costumes from Isle of Wight Costumiers.
Okay.
In this instance, we've actually for the first time gone to the mainland to look for some costumes, and we have this wonderful lady called Rhiannon Adams who is doing our costumes for this show. She's organising them all and making sure they all fit, which is much easier said than done. But we've been very lucky this time because Rhiannon's actually in our cast as well, so we've had access to her from day one.
Yeah.
So we've been able to have these conversations about costume from the start, but they are going to look quite
fabulous.
Quite fabulous.
So I guess at this stage they're all in place. So they've got them all there ready to go.
Yes, we had the costume sort out on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, it's all sorted out now. All the sewing's been done. So she'll be ready for our dress rehearsals and then for Thursday.
I was going to say, when's the final run through? That'll be Wednesday,
Well, yes, it will. Now, our poor listeners won't be able to see, but I'll show you here in the studio costumes that we've got going on. We're all looking rather dapper in our
fursuits.
We've got lots of wigs and things. Everybody's looking very different.
Yeah,
so Wednesday's our final dress rehearsal and we open on Thursday.
I think that's always...
What time? 7:30 p.m.
Thursday, Friday.
It's always the bit, isn't it? I can remember when I used to do pantomime and stuff. But the final dress rehearsal and you put a full show and you're actually in costume is when it actually starts to feel real. And everybody seems to come up to the mark, don't they, and perform to their best. Apart from that, I used to find it always so difficult doing everything running up to the show because it didn't, you know, you just want an audience, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You get a lot of energy back from an audience
of
when
course,
you're on stage.
Yeah,
I think it's something most people don't realise, how much we feed off of what is given to us. And it's very subtle from an audience, you know, a slightly louder clap or a cheer or a laugh here or there. It magnifies 800 times over
of course
in that large crowd
or abuse
Yeah.
But I can,
or
I
accuse. We haven't had that yet.
No, not. But the same. Yeah. That can have an advert. I'll sort you out later. Yes.
But the six of us coming on Friday evening, so I've already told them that they've got to stand on the chair.
Indeed. We'll keep an eye out for you.
And holler and shout and whistle.
And if it's not loud enough, we'll get Caitlin to make you dance.
I really don't mind that. You ask Sarah. I'm a proficient, very, very professional.
Oh, there we go. I hope you'll be doing the next show then.
Quick step
or whatever, yeah.
I'll have to get the joiner in to get the door open a bit further for you. Well, thank you very much for coming in and telling us what's happening. And we wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
I hope hopefully everything goes really well.
Anything goes, they say.
Yeah, well,
all the very best. And give my love to Sarah.
Well, we shall.
So thank you, Nathan and Caitlin. Best of luck. Thank you very much for coming in.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.